Election Day is next Tuesday, September 10th. WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson has this message as part of this week's On My Mind column.
The race for North Carolina's 9th House District has been like a NASCAR race from the old days. Multiple wrecks, lots of caution flags, and some country boys trying to pull a fast one. But we finally made it to the last few laps. As of this morning, Election Day is just 8 days away on September 10th. I guess there's still a chance somebody could spin out at the end, but have faith. A week and a day from now, we ought to have a winner. That will be one of two Dans. Dan McCready, the Democrat who's been in the race since the beginning, or Dan Bishop, the Republican who stepped in when Mark Harris's campaign blew an engine in spectacular fashion back in February after allegations of election fraud. You know which candidate you like. I don't need to tell you that. What I want to tell you is this. Make sure you actually go out and vote. Depending on where you are, you might get to make other choices on the 10th. In Charlotte, for example, we have a primary election for city council. But by and large, people don't come out for special elections the way they do for regular elections. And in this particular special election, it's understandable that there might be some fatigue. Voters already went to the polls once last November, before those results got thrown out. It's hard to sustain the energy now that people had on Election Day back then. By now, I've seen and heard about all the campaign commercials I can take. But I want to remind you why those campaign commercials are there, and why Bishop and McCready are fighting so hard, and why there was election fraud in the 9th in the first place. It's a seat in a purplish district, meaning both Democrats and Republicans have a chance. A rarity in these gerrymandered times. It's bound to be a close race. Every vote matters. This is how politics differ from NASCAR. The fans are the drivers. If you live in the 9th district, you know the whole country is watching. Vote early or vote on Election Day, but please vote. In a democracy, that's how you hang in until the finish line. And if you're not in the 9th district, as much as you might like to be, don't vote in the 9th district. This race has had enough shenanigans already.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs Mondays on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comment section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@WFAE.org.